The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back to Effingham, Kansas, where we're getting set for the second half of our hoop stumble header here this evening. The ladies' game. Tell you what, the guys are going to have to work really hard to get a much better one than that. Ladies' game, back and forth, and when it was all said and done, Lady Tigers came from behind in the last 5 seconds of the ball game to win it, 44-43. Oskaloosa, I just went through my book, Oskaloosa, didn't get any points on the board in the last 3:29 of the game. So that was a tough break for them. Anyhow, we're getting set to go to the second half of the doubleheader, and the guys getting set to go. Public address announcer is going to be introducing those starters pretty quickly. Let me do it for you. What do you say? First of all, for in the guys' game, for the visitors from Oskaloosa, head coach Jeremy Rockhold. Oskaloosa is going to be starting Trenton Van Houten and Tanner Haynes. They'll have Josh Rowe in the game and Nick Bradshaw and Gunnar Rockhold. So those are going to be the starters for Oskaloosa for ACCHS. And head coach Corey Eckert, his assistant, Tate Smith. The Tigers are going to be going with Caden Burns and Chance Wilson. You're going to have Carter Swinson getting the start tonight. Nate Ohm and Ben Hanke. So those are going to be the Tiger starting five. ACCHS and the home whites with orange and black lettering and trim. 10, 13, 15, getting those starters down. And for Oskaloosa, bright red, blue trim, white lettering, and numerals. Kind of a huge crowd to get a start with tonight. Again, a lot of people showing the good judgment to stay in being on a very inclement night. And if you're out there motoring about, we encourage you to be very, very careful. Just take some time. Don't get in any kind of a rush. Say what you can do while you're driving along. Just tune in this guy's basketball game. It's going to give you something to do for a bit of time. So we're just about ready to get started here tonight. The Tigers looking for what for them would be a big, big win tonight. They come in at 0-6, 0-7 in the season. Oskaloosa at 2-3. They are 3-3 on the year. Looks like we're about ready to get underway. Hope you enjoy it. Coming into the center circle and jumping off. For ACCHS, it's going to be Caden Burns. And for Oskaloosa, who we got out there? Oh, that's going to be Josh Rowe. The ball is up to tip away. Oskaloosa is controlling it down, and we are back underway. Barons with a basketball to begin things here tonight. Working from right to left. They'll take it down to the baseline. Drop it into the corner. No room there. Comes back out on top of near travel to a whistle. Back over to the left side to Van Houten. Trenton was going to come in. He'll spin over to kick it off to win it with good. Van Houten hits the first bucket of the ball game, and Oskaloosa has broken on top 2-0 at 7:40 to go. And now the upcourt pass is going to be stolen. Here are the Bears left side. Baseline 3-2 strong. Tigers rebounded down, and we're going to have it to Oskaloosa foul. That was a nice job of getting underneath the basketball by Carter Swenson. So Swenson had the rebound, had the good position. The foul is going to be on Nick Bradshaw. And Nick will have his first foul of the game. It'll be the first foul for either team. Nate Ohm has it left side. Tigers back on offense. Atchison County trailing a 2-0, 7:15 and running along here in the very early moments of the game. 3-point shot, knocking it down is Carter Swenson. So Swenson with the three, and the Tigers go in front by one. Oskaloosa goes down to the baseline. The off-balance shot is set sail. Won't go in, but we're going to get a Caden Burns foul. Foul is going to be Caden's first, Tigers first. And again, already in the game, we're coming to the free throw line, and it'll be Trenton Van Houten. He hit the first shot of the game. Matter of fact, he hit the only points for Oskaloosa, and his first free throw will not go in. One more shot for Trenton. And he'll get the second. Tigers up court with the basketball. Now they trail it 4-3. 6:50 to go in the opening quarter. ACCHS over to the right side. It's going to be Swenson with it. Pass comes out on top. It's going to be batted away. Stolen by Nick Bradshaw. He goes all the way to the baseline. They're going to see the Tigers fouled him on the floor. Foul is going to be on Ben Hanke. So Ben will have his first foul. Tigers team foul 2. Minute and a half in. Driving in, Van Houten's one-handed runner. Nicely done. Trenton Van Houten has all 5 Oskaloosa points. Here's a pass over to the right side. Little head fake. No room. Comes back out on top. Around to the left. ACCHS Chance Wilson brings it back toward the top. And Tigers are going to turn it over. Back up with it. Oskaloosa. 2 minutes into the game, and it is a 5-3 Oskaloosa lead. Here's a shot. Top of the key. Long three. Up no good. And a rebound cleared down by Chance. So Wilson comes up with a basketball, and Tigers back up floor with it. Ben. Hanke goes right side. Burns. Caden feeds right side of the free throw line. They'll go back again to the edge. Swinson's knocked to the floor. No foul call, but the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball. Oskaloosa getting set to make its first substitution of the evening, and they're going to bring senior Coy Perry into the game. 5:47 to go in the first quarter. Tigers are going to bring it in, trailing it by 2. The cross-court pass is batted free and stolen, and do we have a foul? The foul is going to be on Coy Perry. So Coy comes into the game, and literally inside 5 seconds, will collect his first foul. Going to get it back in for ACCHS. Burns it to the inbound work. Brings it out near midcourt. And Ben Hanke starts to the left side. It's going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Bradshaw. Tigers will have it again in the backcourt. ACCHS, Burns will go right. It's thrown away. Here comes Oski, left side, driving shot, up and in and one. The defender coming in a little bit late. Good elevation on that leaping shot. That'll be the second foul of the game for the Tigers, Caden Burns, and an opportunity at a conventional three, which is up and good for Van Houten. Van Houten continues to have all the points for Oskaloosa as they are now in front 8-3. 5:19 to go. Tigers' three-point shot not going to go in, but an offensive board will give them another opportunity, but the car score pass is stolen. Here comes Oskaloosa. A little behind the head layup is up and good for Josh Rowe. And with that bucket, we're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break with the Tigers. We're at 5:05 to go in the opening quarter in Effingham. It is Oskaloosa 10, Atchison County 3.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Good to have you with us here on CARE Radio this evening. Joseph at the studio. Tom Counts here courtside. And ACCHS coming out of the timeout, looking to see if they can't get some points on the board and just maybe take a breath. They'll come up court. Oskaloosa is applying some pressure on the up court play. Tigers are going to break it, get into the forecourt down the left side. And as the pass goes down to the baseline, we have a reach in and a foul by Oskaloosa. And that is very quickly going to be the second foul by Coy Perry. So Coy is coming off the bench and in a matter of a minute or so has picked up two personal fouls. 3-point shot, Atchison County. It's going to be much too strong. Nice offensive rebound, but as he comes down with the basketball, the Tigers' James Sheets is going to step on the baseline. James just coming into the lineup, and ACCHS will give it back to Oskaloosa. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. It is 10-3. Dish right, baseline right, 3-point shot. Van Houten, not happening. Rebound, Tigers. Ben Henke takes down the rebound, and back up floor he comes. Nearly drags that pivot foot, but is able to release the pass quickly enough. Now from the baseline, a little falling away shot. Nicely done by Carter Swenson. So Carter has all five of the Tigers' points. And it is 10-5. Here's a baseline, a little reverse layup. No rebound, Atchison County. Sheets up the floor. Works his way to the left side. Spins it over to Hankey. Ben tries to feed Nate in the middle. It's going to be stolen. Going the other way. The layup is up and in. Nick Bradshaw will have his first point of the game. 12-5 Oskaloosa with 3:45 to play in the first, and the Tigers having a little trouble with the Oskaloosa pressure. Hankey will have it knocked out of his hands, and as he's trying to get it up the floor, it's going to go out of bounds. Back, it'll come to Oskaloosa. They're instructing a little traffic here. They're going to say it will come in for the Bears just into the forecourt, but they will be allowed to take it to the back, bringing it into Coy Perry. Here's Van Houten. His runner is good. Trenton Van Houten is having a big start to the game. Now Sheets will lose the handle and travel with the basketball. It is 14-5 Oskaloosa, with 3:21 to play in the first. And again, as the Tiger turned it over, Oskaloosa is going to have it back in play at their offensive end. Inbound again is going to be Perry. He'll bring it in at midcourt to Bradshaw. Nick will go right side. Atchison County staying in their player defense. They try to jump that route. Couldn't come up with a steal. And then as he's backing in with the ball, Coy Perry palms it over. It'll be turned over by Oskaloosa. 3:10 to play. Tigers will have it in the backcourt again. The Bear defense has been just smothering. ACCHS having a difficult time getting the ball up the floor. Player defense, and it has been really good. Now they'll feed the middle for Nate, and it's going to be tapped away from him. Perry will bring it up. Tries to get the feed away. Nicely stolen. Down the right side, here's Hanke. Goes up. Shot missed. Followed by Nate. Shot missed. Rebound Oskaloosa. Van Houten comes down with it. He'll drive. Dish. And there's the bucket. Van Houten, the assist. Going to rock hold with two, and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break with the Tigers at 2:39 to go. We're in the opening quarter in Effingham. It's Oskaloosa 16, Atchison County 5.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Back. 2:27 to go in the first quarter. Tigers put the ball in play. Oskaloosa comes up with a steal and a driving shot. It's not going to count as the Bears come down the court with it. It just says you're palming it over. Tigers are going to have it in on the far side. It'll be put in play by Caden Burns. 2:22 left in the first. Tigers bring it in, bring it in. Nate's going to take it. Here's Ohms, skip pass left side. Nice head fake. The shot is up, won't go. Sheets gets his own rebound, follows it up. Nice roll. James Sheets on the board. And James comes up with a bucket. 2 minutes ago in the opening quarter. Oskaloosa back down floor. Falling away, the long three gets it. Van Houten. With the long button. Sure. Could I get you to hand me that? Thank you. Okay. Drop my pen. Horrible thing. Here's the shot up. Won't go. Tip that won't go. Rebound Oskaloosa. And we get a Tiger foul. It is 19-7. Oskaloosa in front. We're down a minute 35 to play. In the first quarter, and Trenton Van Houten, who's really been lighting it up, comes to the free throw line and hits the first of a couple. Oskaloosa is going to make four substitutions. They're going to bring Tanner Haynes back in. We're going to see Ashton Glavin. Second free throw is also good. We're going to have Brody Wright in the game, as well as Caden Kessinger. It's now 21-7 with a minute 32 to go. Kick will come over to the right side, over to the wing. Tigers with the basketball, and they're going to call it for travel. It's going to go back the other way. 1:24 to play. Tough opening quarter. Grace is DHS down right now by some 14 points. The inbound to Oskaloosa, handled by Tanner Haynes. Here's Brody Wright with it. Brody, a senior on the Oskaloosa team. Kicks it over to Tanner. Tanner with a right-hand dribble, works all the way up to the top side. Guarded by the Tigers, James Sheets. Bumped back over to the left to sophomore Hunter Miller. Miller brings it back between the circles. Brody Wright. Here's a baseline runner. The shot is up and good. Tanner Haynes gets his first two of the game. 23-7, and we're just inside the last minute. 57 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Tigers are going to be putting in a play. Caden Burns brings it in, and James Sheets has the ball. He kind of starts coming up the court, drives off his defender, Tanner Haynes, goes right side. The shot will hit the side of the backboard, and they're going to say the reason it did is because there was just a bit of a push inside. So for the Tigers, a couple of free throws coming here for Swenson. And the foul is going to be the first of the night for Oskaloosa's Brody Wright. First free throw and second free throw, both good for Carter. And it's 23-9. We're in the last now half a minute to go in the opening quarter. 23-9 Oskaloosa. To the left side is going to be Tanner Haynes. Running shot off the back lip of the rim. No good. Long rebound. Bears. The feed in the middle is going to be stolen by Nate Ohm. Nate's going to bring it up the floor himself. So the Tiger 5 handles it. Here's Swenson. The 3 is good. Or rather, James Sheets. Was that Sheets? Okay. 12 seconds left. And Oskaloosa will turn it over with the travel. 23-12. Tigers have the ball back. 11 seconds now, 10. Approaching the end of the opening quarter. ACCHS can get this back to a single-digit game. Sheets will have it left side. Feeds in the middle right into the hands of a defender. And Oskos will not get a shot away. We are one quarter in. Taking a timeout on the floor after the first here in Effingham, Kansas. It's Oskaloosa 23, Atchison County 12.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
We're ready to go to the second quarter here in Effingham, Kansas. High school hoops tonight on Care Radio in the Northeast Kansas League. Oskaloosa coming in 2-3 in the conference, 3-3 on the year. The Tigers continue the hunt for the first W of the year. ACCHS is going to be on the floor with Caden Burns and James Sheets. You got Nate Ohm out there with Ben Hanke and Carter Swenson. For Oskaloosa, let's see who they come back out with. Trenton Van Houten is going to be the first guy out. Also, Coy Perry is in the game. I see Josh Rowe. Down near the baseline is going to be Gunnar Rockhold. And last guy is Nick Bradshaw. Here we go. Tigers have the ball in play. We're underway in the second quarter. ACCHS starts into the lane. The pull-up from 13. It's going to be short. Oskaloosa Van Houten rebounds it down. Trenton's been just fantastic tonight for Oskaloosa. Here's a shot from the outside, and 3 more for Trenton Van Houten. He had 15 in the opening quarter, okay? 15 of his team's 23. .723 to go. Here in the first half. And the ball gets away. Oskaloosa will get it back in. .26-12. 3-point shot. Good. This time it belongs to Gunnar Rockhold, and Gunnar has 5. .28-12. .656 to go. 3-point shot. Nice by Caden Burns. 28-15. Tigers not throwing in a towel on this. Shot's going to be blocked away by Ohm. Here comes Atchison County. Sheets will bring it down the left side. Comes off on top. It's going to be Carter. Oh, stolen back by Oskaloosa. Now the Tigers coming up the floor. We get a little collision and you hear the ripple from the crowd. The official right by the plate was looking at the ball, didn't make a call. The official away from it did. They're going to call a foul on James Sheets. It'll be his first and the first and second quarter foul. And we're down at 6:28 to go in the opening half, 28-15. Oskaloosa is going to bring it in. Out on top, Coy Perry. And as he throws it over to the left side for Rockhold, just out of his reach, it's going to bound away and follow me down the hallway in the very southwest corner of the building toward the Tiger locker room. Atchison County is going to be bringing it back in. 6:20 left in the half. Oskaloosa in a player defense. Here's a baseline falling away shot put up from just outside the lane by Carter Swinston. The shot's a little too strong. Oskaloosa rebounds down the miss. Bears have it up top side. Van Houten off balance, shoots and misses. Offensive rebound brought back to the top. Three-point shot off the window, misses. Rebound Van Houten in the lane, misses. Rebound Tigers. ACCHS and Sheets double team to the backcourt. Van Houten nearly saves it and does. He'll square up for three, misses. Rebound Oskaloosa. Van Houten falling away, and we're going to get a timeout. Coach Rockhold says, wait a minute, guys. You got to cut this out. We're going to take a timeout. He just wants to talk to him, I think, and get everybody back on the same page. Joseph, let's do it. We're taking a break. 5:37 to go in the half. Your score, Oskaloosa 28, ACCHS 15.
Only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. Try our new Nacho Crunch burritos with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we could compare our wild-caught Alaska Flounder fish tacos to other drive-thru fish options. But we have better fish to fry and serve with fresh pico and chipotle lime sauce. Alaska Flounder fish tacos are 2 for $6.50 for a limited time at Taco John's.
As we return, Oskaloosa puts the ball in. They go with a quick three that misses. Tigers looking to rebound it down, and a little frustration vented out of the floor. Nothing serious. A foul is going to be on Oskaloosa. It'll be the first of the game by Trenton Van Houten. First of the second quarter by Oskaloosa. Sheets will bring it up the floor. Feeds across to Nate, and Nate has a shot blocked, but he's come to the line as Nick Bradshaw gets his second foul this evening. So Nick Bradshaw, foul number two. He will join Oskaloosa's, Troy Coy Perry, who also has a couple of fouls. For the Tigers, Caden Burns with two. ACCHS has Nate Ohm up there. Gets it. Nate's first point of the evening for ACCHS. The big junior will get one more look at it here. Sends it up, and it was in and out. And offensive rebound put back up and in by Caden Burns. So it's 28-18 as we're down to 5 minutes to go in the first half. And yet another whistle and a foul on the Tigers, Ben Hanke. Ben's got a couple now. And for Oskaloosa, Coach Rockhold will go yet deeper into the bench, bringing in freshman Richie Rockhold and freshman Derek Harvey. This is the 11th and 12th players Oskaloosa has used so far tonight. Here's a three. Nope. Rebound, Nate. Ohm will bring it up. Having trouble handling the ball. Goes to the other end. It's blocked away, and that'll call him for a travel. Into the lineup for the Tigers, we're going to get Chance Wilson back in. Chance, only a freshman for ACCHS. Young man getting some PT here tonight. In fact, earned a start. Here's a driving shot, Van Houten. I've got him for 20 now. Is it 30 to 18? Shot on the other end for the Tigers. Up very quickly, misses, and the rebound lost out of bounds. We're nearly halfway through the second quarter. 30 to 18. Oskaloosa. Got to remind you that this is going to be one of the later games going on around the area again. When you have a facility where they play all four games back to back to back to back and consecutively, it makes for a little bit of a later finish. And that's what ACCHS has begun doing this year, and not using the elementary gymnasium, the old, well, what us old people would call the old high school gym, not using it for the JV game anymore. Three fouls for Coy Perry. And now the Tigers up court for the basketball. Oskaloosa's going to steal it back. Inside four to go. So anyway, the point being, this is going to be one of the late games going on. And, of course, you'll be able to listen to the high school basketball scoreboard show on K-Radio. It's going to be a little, you know, we're not going to be the first station to join in. Now the ball is going to get away down to the baseline. It'll go way out of bounds. And off whom has it gone? It will be Oskaloosa basketball. So, again, Joseph in the studio, he's going to be there manning the buttons and the switches and the levers. Air radio with the high school basketball school board show tonight. All the games around the area. You want to know, schools you haven't even heard of, you're going to learn about them a little bit tonight. You're going to have reports from a lot of the games. So, look at league standings. The guys do a lot of work putting that thing together. Jake and Boz here on Carrie. 3.5 to go in the first half. Tigers with a bit of a turnover. Here comes Oskaloosa. Up a dozen. And again, Coach Rockhold has gone significantly into his bench tonight. We will have a foul called on Van Houten. It'll be a couple of fouls now for Trenton. Tigers back up over the basketball, down a dozen. 3:13 to go, first half. Pass will come over to the right side, taken there by Chance. Wilson gets it back, running underhand. Oh, that's a pretty shot by James Sheets. Give him his fifth point of the game. And it's 30 to 20. We go now inside 3 minutes left in the half. Swing pass over to the left side for Oskaloosa into the hands of freshman Richie Rockhold. Now he's going to pass up the long shot, bring it back out on top, and it'll be knocked out of bounds for the Tigers. Back in it comes, right in front of the ACCHS bench. Top side with it for Oskaloosa. That is Derek Harvey. Kicks it up to Rockhold. Shot from the top. Hits the back of the rim with a long rebound to Nate. Now the shot on the other end. It's up and good. Caden Burns for the Tigers. Give him a couple of more and it's 30-22. ACCHS, lots of credit. They have stuck with the game plan. They are battling hard. Oskaloosa reverses the ball. They first went to the right side. Now switch it back. Swing it to the left. Take it all the way to the outside of the block. Bring it on top. Three-point shot wide open. Online, but too strong. And a rebound pulled down by the Tigers. Here's Sheets taking into the forecourt. That's a running three. It's off the mark. Oskaloosa boards it down. That's going to be Gunner Rockhold. Gunner will drive in. Changes directions, trying to elude the defender who had planted himself in front. But the second defender reaches in an effort to steal the ball away, and Carter Swinson will have his first foul of the game. We're down to a minute 54 to go in the first half of the guys' game. And it's 30-22. Free throw, in, out, and dances on the rim, falling away, no good. Gunnar Rockhold gets one more look at it. Gunner on its way. Can't get that one to fall either. Tigers chance. Wilson sweeps down the rebound off the missed free throw. Here comes Atchison County with a minute 45 to go in the second quarter. Tigers with the basketball back to within eight. Skip past right side Wilson. He will drive baseline. Feeds in the middle of Nate. Pretty pass. Nate goes up. It won't drop in with the right hand shot off the backboard. Back the other way. It's the Bears going in, going up. And drawing a foul, they will say a foul which occurs on the floor prior to the shot. Foul is going to be on Nate. It'll be his first. Oskaloosa bringing Caden Kessinger back in. Caden's a sophomore. He's a big guy. Got that big offensive lineman built to him. Tall. Solidly set. Here's a steal by the Tigers, and as he tries to stop, Carter Swinson can't quite get stopped quickly enough, and he's going to turn it over. Oskaloosa with the ball with a minute 19 left in the first half. 30-22. We have not seen an Oskaloosa starter on the floor for Kelly. This is a long time. We're getting a timeout. Did I hear called? Yeah. Coach Rockhold taking a timeout. Let's do it. Joseph, we'll take a break at a minute six to go in the first half in Effingham. Boys High School basketball with Oskaloosa leading Atchison County 30-22.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
If you're here in Effingham, Kansas, .106 to go in the third quarter. 30-22, and Oskaloosa will bring it in, and just off the fingertips of Caden Kessinger for the Bears. Down underneath the goal. He reached out, couldn't quite get a handle on the thing. Tigers are going to bring it back up the floor. With a minute to go in the first half, ACCHS has done a nice job of whittling into that Oskaloosa lead. Here's Sheets. He'll drive right side. Has it stripped from him. Picked up by Oskaloosa. Coming down the floor, the driving shot. No, but we've got Chance with a foul. Chance Wilson picking up his first personal foul, and once again, we'll have an appearance by Oskaloosa at the free throw line, this time in the person of Tanner Haynes. Tanner, well, he's got a couple of points in ball game. Field goal in the first quarter, has not had a free throw appearance this evening, but his first one here is perfect. He's going to have one more shot at it with 45 seconds left in the opening half. Pushes his team back up by nine, and that one will make it again a 10-point lead for the Bears. 32-22. 42 seconds left in the half, and now the Tigers up court pass. Going to get away, out of bounds. Here comes Oskaloosa. Tanner Haynes. Little swing pass to the left side to sophomore Hunter Miller. Back out on top, it'll go to Kessinger. Kessinger will put it up off the backboard. No good. Rebounding it down, Swinson. Tigers on the run. 20 seconds left in the half. Three-point shot. Not going to happen for Burns. And back the other way, Oskaloosa. The driving shot is up and in. That's Brody Wright. Rudy's first bucket of the game. 34-22. The shot of the other end by Atchison County, not going to fall. Rebounding it down. The shot at the buzzer. It's a long one. Hits the backboard, but won't go in. It's halftime. We'll be back here in Effingham, Kansas, summarizing the opening half for you. Remember, it's a very brief halftime. Intermission score, Oskaloosa 34, ACCHS 22.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
And let's take a quick recap of the first half scoring, shall we, here in Effingham, Kansas, where Oskaloosa leads by a dozen at intermission. For the Bears, the Trenton Van Houten show tonight, 20 points to lead the way for ACCHS. High scoring honors are shared by Caden Burns and Curtis Winston, each with 7. Clay Perry for Oskaloosa, 3 fouls, no other player on either team with more than 2. We're going to take a very brief break. We'll be back. Second half coming up live on Kent Radio, but right now with the halftime score. Oskaloosa 34, ACCHS 22. Back we go to Joseph. It's halftime.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money markets and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Happy New Year from Snap Fitness. Kickstart your fitness journey with no upfront fees. At Snap Fitness, they have state-of-the-art equipment, a supportive community, 24/7 access, and they help you feel fantastic. Now through January 14th, join for no upfront fees at Atchison Snap Fitness and see them for their tanning deals and specials. Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action starting for you tomorrow at high noon. Tom Couts is going to roll to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, as the Ravens will be taking on Mount Mercy. Again, women's game at high noon tomorrow. Men's game should be right around 2 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Care 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcast to get connected to the game you want to hear. Care 93.7, your local sports authority.
Taking a look around the area, we have some finals to report in the girls' games. It was Holton over Sabetha, 36-23. Hiawatha ladies beat Royal Valley, 45-30. Jackson Heights ladies beat McLeod, 54-15. In the Clifton-Clyde-Axtell game, it was Clifton-Clyde all the way at 60 points to Axtell's 35. And in the Frankfurt-Hanover game, it was Frankfurt, 49-Hanover's 38. In the game that you listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, the ACC CHS Lady Tigers had a victory over the Oskaloosa Lady Bears at 44-43. In boys basketball, in the finals, we have Jackson Heights beating McLeod 52-20, Sabetha topped Holton 67-41, and Hiawatha beat Royal Valley 70-49. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Chance of snow with fog in spots tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 27. Southerly winds at around 5 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 38 with fog in spots early tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 21 and foggy tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. About an inch of snow tonight with another dusting Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Yeah, and the second half getting ready to get underway right now here on Care Radio. ACCHS hosting Oskaloosa in the Northeast Kansas League. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, he's the guy who took care of you at halftime. Tom Couts with you here, and Trenton Van Houten drives in and hits a quick layup. Less than 10 seconds into the second half, Oskaloosa stretches its lead to 36-22. Happy to have you back, everybody. Nate Ohm has the top side. He goes three. Won't quite fall. Rebound, Van Houten. Back down, Oskaloosa. Bears in a bright red. Oh, it's kind of a Rutgers red, maybe? I don't know. But with the blue, that kind of throws me off a little bit. 15-footer, around a couple of times, and good for Van Houten. That now is 24. 38-22, and we're a minute into the third quarter. Tigers back down with it. Atchison County shot up, won't fall. Rebound, Oskaloosa. The dish right, little head fake, looking for the baseline. Not a lot of room. Good defense down there. Cross-court pass is going to be jumped in front of and stolen away. James Sheets. James Sheets, Ben Hankey, Nate Ohm, Carter Swinson, Caden Burns starting the second half for Atchison County. Coach Corey Eckert. Here's a Tiger three. Too strong. Ohm had the rebound, but then his pocket got picked by Josh Rowe. Now, Rowe will go coast-to-coast, fails on the layup, and rebound back down to the Tigers, Carter Swinson. 6:10 to play, third quarter. Skip past right side Sheets. He'll push it up top side, Burns around to the left side, ACCHS. Running a little, kind of a semi-motion, and then has been Hankey dribbles to the top. The defender, for some reason, just feels like, I guess, Tanner Hayes thought he could have steal the ball, so he reaches in, makes an unsuccessful attempt at the steal, picking up his first foul. Now the officials are going to first of all, they're going to come over and give us the foul information, and second of all, they're going to go out and pick a piece of debris up off of the floor. Here comes Tiger basketball. So that's the first foul of the second half. It's on Tanner Haynes. Atchison County heads for the baseline, and as the drive to the lane by Curtis Winston, he is going to be fouled by Gunnar Rockhold. So Gunnar will have his first foul. Second foul of the third quarter. The ball comes in to Caden Burns. Caden goes up for a little jumper from about 12, right in the center of the lane, and a defender reaches in, swats at the ball. You swat at the ball, you just know they're going to call that foul. You can foul him, you can not foul him. It's probably not going to make a lot of difference. You're going to have that foul called against you either way. Tigers coming to the line, the front half, up and in. And again, you're keeping your book at home. I know that is going to be the second foul of the game by Tanner Haynes. Both of them have come in the third quarter. Both free throws are up and good for the Tigers. Caden Burns collecting now his ninth points of the evening, 38-24. 5:40 left in quarter number three. Oskaloosa, done a nice job moving the ball around. Here's going behind the back, look away pass, and the layup won't fall. Offensive rebound, dished off, layup won't fall, rebound Tigers. Swinson clears away the basketball, Sheets brings it up, dishes it left side to Swinson, and plenty of contact, body sliding across the floor. Josh Rowe will pick up the foul. It'll be his first, and in less than 3 minutes of the third quarter, Oskaloosa has collected four team fouls. Tigers are going to be shooting free throws for the last 5:19, and now ACCHS will travel. And that travel was one of those where the ball handler starts to go up for a jump shot and then realizes that's not the shot he wanted or felt like he was able to take. So he comes back down with the basketball, travels. 5:11 to go in the third quarter. We will have a foul on ACCHS. It will be Nate Ohm's second, Tigers' first of the third quarter. Coming to the line for Oskaloosa, Trenton Van Houten. He's done just about everything, and even that free throw, it didn't look like it was going to go in, rolled around, and it went in. Kind of everything he's thrown in the air tonight has done. This one hits the back of the rim, bounces straight up and falls through. It goes in. Trenton pushes the score now to 40-24, Oskaloosa. Just over 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Van Houten at 26 points. 2-4-6 out of 7 at the free throw line. Spinning around, Nate Ohm's shot up wide to the right side. Rebound. Here comes Oskaloosa. Van Houten drives coast to coast. Shot is up. It'll roll off the front lip of the rim. He has not missed many. Tigers go the other way. Caden Burns shot short. Rebound Oskaloosa's Tanner Haynes. Haynes baseball pass to the other end of the floor, but a little too much on it. It's going to be saved in. Flip back in, and in a perfect spot, Gunnar Rockhold grabs it, shoots it, scores it. And now, as the Tigers put it in play, we will have an Oskaloosa foul by Nick Bradshaw. And I mentioned to you moments ago that the Tigers were going to be shooting free throws for over 5 minutes of the third quarter. Well, right now at 4:31 to go, they're going to get their first one. Coming to the line, it'll be James Sheets. James has a 3-2, hasn't had a free throw opportunity yet, and will miss this front half. 7 points for Sheets. Excuse me, 5 points for Sheets, 7 for Swinson, 7 for Burns. Nick Bradshaw comes out of the game for Coy Perry for Oskaloosa. Second free throw, nice. So James has a half a dozen, and it's 40-25. Oskaloosa with the lead, driving in, Van Houten. That was a nice-looking shot, and for some reason it just didn't finish. Tigers are going to come up with the defensive rebound. Topside with it, it's going to be James. Sheets dumps it over to Swinson. Carter goes down to the baseline right. The jump shot from there is good. Count it for three, James Sheets. 40-28. We are exactly midpoint of the third quarter now. driving in, changing hands on the shot. Coy Perry will collect his first point. And now the inbound is stolen by Van Houten, lays it straight up and in. It is 44-28. Tigers are going to take a timeout. Let's do it. Joseph, a break, if you'd be so kind. We're down to 3 minutes and 47 seconds to go in the third quarter. It is Oskaloosa 46, Atchison County 28.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
How does it come back to play here in Effingham, Kansas? Head coach Corey Eckert has made one substitution that I could pick up as the junior Stephen Feek comes in. And here come Tigers up the floor and racing into the forecourt. James Sheets out on top. J.J. Hoffman's also in there, by the way. I see J.J. Here's a shot from underneath by Feek. Won't happen. Van Houten into the lane. Little floater shot won't fall. But an offensive rebound by Coy Perry is going to keep it alive for Oskaloosa to Tanner Henke. Feed right side. The shot from underneath. No. Rebound tipped out. Tiger basketball. Carter Swinson gets that board. And Atchison County up the court. Here's the three. Not happening. Rebound Oskaloosa. Coming down to the board, Brody Wright. He will go to the other end of the floor, put a kind of a sideways off-balance shot that doesn't go in, but the offensive rebound and putback is up and good and a plus one. Okay, so we're going to have a foul on the Tigers. It'll be the first of the game by Stephen Feek. Tigers will have their second team foul of the third quarter. And coming to the line, Gunnar Rockhold, who has 8 points and is 0 for 2 at the free throw line tonight. Getting an opportunity right here to get this one, and he does not. Tigers rebound it down. Caden Burns with the board. 2:45 and winding in the third quarter in Effingham, Kansas. Baseline left. Three-pointer. New. Rebound Oskaloosa. Back the other way is going to be Brody. Wright feeds at the baseline. Nice little bunny, and it won't go in. Rebound stripped away. Tigers clear it down. Atchison County is one-on-one to the other end of the floor. The shot will miss, and a foul will be called. The whistle on Tanner Haynes. Tanner's got three fouls, and they've all been here in the third quarter. And ACCHS, who trails currently by 20 at 48-28, they can cut into that a little bit. Caden Burns, he's 2-2 at the line. That one won't happen. And Caden's going to have one more free throw coming up. Caden, one of the juniors on this team. He and Nate Ohm and Stephen Feek, the three juniors. Tigers have a couple of seniors with James Sheets and Carter Swinson. James Sheets and Burns and Ohm are juniors. Here we go. Back down with it is Oskaloosa. 2:15 left. Bears for three. And short. Offensive rebound. Horse back up and in. Coy Perry with two more. 50-29. Inside 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Starting to drive in. Sheets downhill. Back away. Steps left. Look away pass to Ohm. Made it to free throw line. Goes to the outside. Burns for three. Won't get it to fall. And a rebound, Brody Wright, and Oskaloosa. Wright goes into the middle, and he stops, looks around, and like he's waiting for the trailer to kick it back outside, too, and trailer wasn't there, so he's still walking with the basketball. They'll throw that travel in Atchison County. I'll have it back in. I'm thinking Benedictine already because we've got Raven basketball tomorrow here on Care Radio. BC and Mount Mercy. Ladies are at noon. Guys game about 2 o'clock. Here's a three. Very short. Rebound, Atchison County. 1:20 to go in the third quarter. It's 50-29 Oskaloosa. And now the official really living with the letter of the law says James Sheets got his hand beneath the ball a little bit as he was coming up the floor, so they will call him for palming it over, and Tigers are going to turn it back over with 1:16 left. Oskaloosa's pass in the middle, batted. Here come the Tigers. The jailbreak, and the layup is good. James Sheets at the 11 for James. 50-31, and we are at the 1 minute mark of the third. Oskaloosa in the lane, turns and double dribbles. Back again, it's going to come to ACCHS. And for the Bears, it is just a sequence of lack of concentration kind of errors. When you make those double dribbles or you drive into the lane and you turn back to pass the ball and there's nobody there. Just little things like that that have allowed the Tigers to exploit those mistakes and continue to stay close to the game. Here's the Atchison County three missing. Really nice offensive rebound in the lane, and the follow shot will not go down. And on the rebound, players on the floor, picked back up by the Tigers. Sheets will miss the shot. Rebound, Tigers, Nate Ohm. What a good job by Nate. He just kind of walked the tight rope down to the baseline to save that ball in play. 25 seconds left in the third quarter. Atchison County's had multiple opportunities to get something on the board. There's a double dribble. And ACCHS will give it back. Oskaloosa will put Trenton Van Houten back into the game. I will be candid as I did not expect to see him out there right now. What's Trenton got? 28 points tonight. 50-31. Here's Van Houten. And now they will say he gets his hand underneath the ball and palms it over as he's kind of put on a little move and drive down the left side of the lane looking to elude his player defender. Now the ball is batted loose at the baseline. Tigers are going to save it in somehow. It's kind of a magical play. 4 seconds, three, 17-foot jump shot. Got it? No. Traveled. 2 seconds left in the third quarter. And Oskaloosa will need to travel three quarters of the length of the court to get a shot away. Gunnar Rockhold will be doing the inbound work. He'll lob it down near the goal. Nate Ohm is going to take the ball away. And we are through three. Going to the fourth quarter in Effingham, Kansas. Your score, Oskaloosa 50, Atchison County 31.
Hi. This is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Go to the fourth quarter in Effingham, Kansas in this Northeast Kansas League High School Boys Basketball game. It is a 50-31 lead for the visitors from Oskaloosa. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering, doing the work in the K Radio Sports Studios back there, just kind of making it all sound way better than it really sounds. It's kind of like when you, it's like one of those filters for photographs that make them look better. That's what he does for me. And I appreciate that, Joseph. Thank you. Tigers got to put a quick shot up to begin the fourth quarter, but it won't drop in. Rebounding it down is going to be Oskaloosa and Trenton Van Houten. Trenton, tell you what, it's going to be hard to not have him as your player of the game tonight, as he, through three quarters, has 28 points. 50-31. Now, here's a feed into the middle, and the layup is going to be up and good. Gunnar Rockhold in double figures with 10. 52-31. And for the Tigers, they try to bring the ball in. Oskaloosa has the steal, the dish across, the layup is up and good. And we're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break with 7:20 to play. It is Oskaloosa 54, Tigers 31.
Share Country birthdays and anniversaries. Every morning on The Morning Show, we love reading them. We just have a couple of rules for you. Submit your birthday or anniversary by emailing careradio@gmail.com. That's careradio@gmail.com. Make sure you include the name and date. We take birthday submissions as early as 2 weeks in advance or as late as the night before. Be listening for those birthdays and anniversaries every morning around 6:55 and 7:55 on Care Country 93.7.
Tonight, 54-31. Oskaloosa. They have, I'm just looking, they have trailed in the game. They broke out in front 2-0. Tigers hit a quick three early. Oh, an inbound steal. And the shot Van Houten, that's two more for him. 56-31. Tigers having trouble with the Oskaloosa pressure. Now as the ball comes in, Carter Swinson is descended on by a defender, and Ashton Glavin will pick up the foul. So anyway, Oskaloosa got up 2-0. The Tigers hit a three, led 3-2. That was their lone lead of the evening. All happening in the first, basically, half a minute, 35 seconds of the game. 56-31 right now, Oskaloosa in front. This is their largest lead. Here's a baseline shot. Tigers won't fall. Nice offensive board pulled down. Follow shot won't happen. And this time, the basketball is going to be cleared away by Oskaloosa Bears. Going the other way. Little look away pass inside. Falling away. Shot is up. Nope. Rebound tipped out. Van Houten goes up. Nope. And as he climbs to his feet, he'll be coming to the free throw line. For the Tigers, it'll be a second foul of the game for Carter Swinson. Each team with one fourth quarter foul. Free throw won't happen. And for Trenton Van Houten, that is a rare miss tonight. He has just been phenomenal. Second free throw will also not go in, but Oskaloosa pulls down the rebound. This time, Van Houten says, I'm just going to shoot in a three. He does. It is now 59-31. 6.5 to go. Blocking foul. Stops the clock at 6.5. Foul is going to be on Gunner. And Gunner Rockwell has a couple of fouls tonight now. Tigers putting it in play at their offensive end. Comes way up top side. Caden Burns goes over to Ben Hanke, and the return pass lands in the crowd. Back up with it will come Oskaloosa. Got the Bears who are putting a player into the game, and he's just going to the locker room. I don't know if he... I don't see anything the matter with him. I don't think he's injured. Shot missing. Rebound, Oskaloosa. Pulled down, Bears. Followed up. Nope. Rebound out of bounds off the Tigers. It'll be Oskaloosa basketball. 6:09 to play. As ACCHS is trailing by sub 29, if Oskaloosa were to score two more points, or rather 28, if they score two, like they did right there, it will initiate a running clock, and that is Brody Wright hitting those two. 61-31, 5:50 to go. Oskaloosa's bringing five guys to the scorer's table as they come up with a steal, go to the other end of the floor, feed it back, and it's loose on the ground. Bears pick it up, turn, shoot, miss it. Rebound Van Houten, turns and gets fouled. It'll be Van Houten coming to the free throw line. And indeed, we do have the running clock at 5.5 to go, Joseph, just to keep you abreast of what is going on. You'll be coordinating things to make certain we have the high school basketball scoreboard show here on Care Radio that is likely going to be joined in progress. I suspect that, at 9:36, that a number of the games, probably the majority of games around the area, have already concluded. One more shot coming up for Van Houten, and that'll be a little bit short. Offensive rebound to Oskaloosa, followed up and in Coy Perry. 64-31, Oskaloosa. And with a stoppage of play, multiple substitutions are going to be made by head coach Rockhold for the Bears. Here comes Atchison County. ACCHS topside. Got James Sheets with the basketball. He'll swing it over to the right to Caden Burns. Underneath it'll go. No room there. Back out on top. Nate Holm gets a shot away. It's off the mark. Rebound. Here comes Oskaloosa. Hear that roar? That's a obvious crowd favorite player who is checking in at the scorer's table for Oskaloosa. Nice little backdoor pass and an easy two for his first points. Caden Kessinger for the Bears. 66-31. Now Oskaloosa with the steal, the driving layup good, and that bucket for Tanner Haynes. 68-31. And Oskaloosa is on an 18-0 run until that nice shot by James Sheets. 68-33. Underneath on the other end, it misses. Tigers are going to rebound it down. We're down to 3:20 left now. Here's a feed right side, backing away, squaring up, launching the three that will hit both sides of the rim, the front side and back side. We're going to get a timeout. Are we really taking one, or is this just going to be a substitution rotational kind of a timeout? No, they're really going to take it. Joseph, we will take it also. 3:02 to play. Bears 68, Tigers 33.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Oh, yeah, a little cowbell, just what we need right here with 2 minutes and 50 seconds of play. Little jump shot is up for Oskaloosa. Not going to go down. Ben Hanke with the rebound. And, again, you can tell that the Oskaloosa fans are vested in some of these young guys getting some playing time. They're pulling for them, hoping for the best. Tigers from the right side, three-point shot. Well, not quite go in for Raul Malara. And back on the other end, we'll have a shot, and it goes in, but they're going to say no. Taking a bucket away from Oskaloosa's Hunter Miller, so the sophomore will not get that bucket. And Atchison County is going to bring J.J. Hoffman back in. So who do we have out there? We got J.J. Hoffman and Ben Hanke, Nate Ohm, Chance Wilson. Here's a shot. Nope. Rebound Oskaloosa. And Raul Malara. Yeah. Minute 45 left. Oskaloosa, three, top of the key, no. Offensive board, dish back out top side. They're going to reset the offense. These young guys aren't ready just to quite put this ball in the freezer yet. Here's a falling away shot. It's going to be, that is kind of considerably short, going out of bounds on a couple of hops. And with a minute 25 left, Atchison County will, I think, complete the utilization of their bench as they will bring Ashton Neal into the game. 112, 111, 110 to go. Malara into the forecourt. Tigers go right side. Hoffman works his way into the corner. Kicks it down low to Wilson. Chance comes out on top. And the cross-court pass by Ben Henke is very nearly stolen by Carter Sabelka. And Carter is the guy the crowd is rooting for tonight. We're inside the last minute. Pass across. The feed to Carter. It's up. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Stay for the Tigers. And he's on the sideline. So Oskaloosa will have it back. But they're going to have to hurry if they're going to do anything. We're at 30, 29, 28, 27. Clock rolling down. Richie Rockhold brings it in. Sabelka's shot. Nope. Rebound. Tigers push pass out of play. And Oskaloosa looking to hurry. 10 seconds. You know they're trying to get this guy a shot. Baseball pass the other end. Sabelka has it on the floor. In traffic. Goes three. It's short. That's it. Final score decided this evening. Oskaloosa 68. Atchison County 33, and we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
When you visit one of our eight Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Too much Oskaloosa tonight as the Bears take a 68-33 win over Atchison County. Recapping the scoring for you, first of all, for Oskaloosa. Well, there's probably not been any question for some time that the Union State Bank player of the game, Trenton Van Houten. Are you ready for this, guys? 36 points tonight to lead the way. Double digits also for Gunner Rockhold with 10, half a dozen each for Haynes and Perry, four apiece for Bradshaw and Wright, Kessinger with two. For ACCHS, it was double-figure scoring for James Sheets. He knocked in 13 this evening. Caden Burns had 9, 7 for Carter Swinson. The last point belonged to Nate Ohm. Oskaloosa, now 3-3 on the season and 4-3 overall. Tigers still looking for that elusive W this year. Opening game tonight. It was exciting. It was thrilling to come right down to the last moments. And matter of fact, with 5 seconds left, a couple of free throws for the Tigers. ACCHS wins it 44-43 over Oskaloosa. Tomorrow on Care. Yeah, we've got more hoops and it is early. 12 noon tip off for the ladies game. Benedictine at Mount Mercy. Guys game coming live here on Care Radio at 2 o'clock. Join us for both of those. Well, thank you for having joined us here this evening from Effingham, Kansas. Tip of greet you tomorrow for Joseph, producing and engineering in the studio. Joseph, you do it great every time. Thank you, man. Tom Couch here at the gym saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.